Hi, and welcome to our gratitude meditation. Gratitude is a really powerful tool that can be used to promote a positive mood, hope, and resilience. As we experience positive emotions like gratitude, loving kindness, and compassion, our awareness broadens and our creativity and problem-solving capacities blossom and become more effective in whatever we choose to do. So to begin, find a safe, quiet place where you know you won't be disturbed. Sit upright in a comfortable, stable position where you feel fully supported and your back, neck, and head are straight. Or lie down on your back in a comfortable place with some support under your knees. You can have a blanket close to make sure that you're warm enough in case you get cool. And now gently close your eyes and start to take a slow, deep breath all the way into your belly. And now let it go. And repeat this a few times, taking a deep, full breath in through your belly. And then softening and letting it go. Continue to allow your belly to expand like a balloon as you breathe in and to contract or get smaller as you breathe out. Now take a minute or two to mentally scan your body for any areas where there's tightness, tension, or soreness. And breathe your warm, oxygen-filled breath into that area. As you breathe out, let the tension release, slowly allowing it to seep out of your body. Now notice any worries, fear, anger, irritation, jealousy, or judgment. You can just breathe into those emotions, noting them. And allow them to flow out as you breathe out. Another breath into any uncomfortable emotions and you can breathe out, releasing them. Now, any thoughts of memories, plans, anything other than just being here breathing? Allow those thoughts to flow out with the breath. And now that your body, your emotions, and your thoughts are slightly clearer, maybe a little bit more spacious and open, we can begin to focus on events, experiences, people, pets, or possessions that we feel grateful for. So on first thought, just a reminder that even before we start to go through these things, you have so much to be grateful for. The gift of life itself, the most precious gift. Someone gave birth to you. Someone fed you as an infant, changed your diaper, clothed you, bathed you, taught you to speak and to understand. You have the gift of hearing. So you can hear and learn, whether it's the song of a bird, the notes of a band or orchestra, the songs of singing and voices, the sound of your own breath flowing in and flowing out. And the gift of a heartbeat, steady, regular, moment after moment, pumping fresh, life-giving blood to all your organs. Now think about all the things we have today that make our lives easier and more comfortable than generations before us. Maybe thinking about your great-great-grandparents. In our day and age, we flip a light switch and a light appears. We turn on a tap and clean, drinkable water flows out. We adjust the thermostat and a room grows warmer or cooler. We have a roof to keep us dry when it rains, walls to keep out the cold wind, windows to let in the light, screens to keep out insects. We enter a vehicle and it takes us where we want to go. We have access to machines that wash our clothes. We have clothes to wear, places to store them. There are machines that store our food at just the right temperature and help us cook it without us having to gather wood. We have indoor plumbing. We have public libraries that have thousands of books and recordings free for anyone to borrow and read. We have public schools that can teach us to read and write, skills that were available to only the very few just a few hundred years ago. Now take a moment to reflect on all the thousands of people who have worked hard, some without knowing you at all, to make your life easier or more pleasant. Some who plant, grow, and harvest your food. Some who transport that food to the market. A team of people who make the roads and railways that make it easier to transport the food. Another team who maintains those vehicles. And drivers, loaders, and unloaders. Those who take the time to design the store, the shelves, the packaging that keeps the food safe and allows you to find what you need. Postal service, someone who sorts the mail, others who deliver it. Those who maintain the server so you can get and send email and access the internet. Those who design operations and systems for gathering, sorting, and disposing of trash and recycling. Those who gather news stories and photos, and those who create the many mechanisms by which the news can reach you. All those who play sports, create art or music, or play poems or films to entertain and uplift you. And most of these people you've never met or barely know. Now consider the people and pets you know who enrich your life. Those who smile at you and cheer you on. Those family, friends, acquaintances, colleagues, and peers. Those ancestors who worked so you could live well. Those friends who support you when you need a shoulder or a hand. Now take a moment to reflect on your own reasons for feeling grateful in this moment. There's so much to feel grateful for in this moment now. Gratitude fills our hearts and minds, uplifting our spirit. And when you finish, you can notice the feeling of your body and breath in this place. Rest quietly for several minutes, simply noticing how you feel throughout your body, emotions, and thoughts compared with before you started. No judging, just noticing. Gently stretch your hands and arms, feet and legs. If you choose to stand, do so slowly. And know that through practice, through bringing a thought of gratitude into your mind regularly, you'll find yourself easily feeling grateful wherever you are. Keeping a journal with a gratitude list, writing 3 to 5 things daily in the morning or the night or both will help to solidify this habit. And it's something that you can draw on whenever you want. Take a deep breath in and a big sigh out. And again, breath in and breath out. And now slowly start to bring your awareness back into your space. Maybe looking around with a new sense of gratitude.